Our study is a 20-year systematic review of the literature that aimed to characterize the clinical presentation, epidemiology, and prognosis of Haemophilus parainfluenza endocarditis. We did search Medline, PubMed, Scopus, and Embase from the years 2000 to 2022 in order to identify all cases of Haemophilus parainfluenza endocarditis. Our search did lead us to identify 39 adult cases. We did notice a slight predominance towards male patients compared to female patients. Most patients had a predisposing risk factor, such as an underlying valvular abnormality. The most common affected valve was the mitral valve compared to other heart valves. It had significantly sized vegetations, greater than 1 centimeter. The central nervous system was the most common source for septic embolization. Overall, we did notice a favorable prognosis in patients with Haemophilus parainfluenza endocarditis compared to those with endocarditis caused by staphylococcal and streptococcal species. We went ahead to compare our findings with the findings of a review of 26 Haemophilus parainfluenza endocarditis cases that were reported from the years 1984 to 1995. This review did report that, you know, the younger mid age were associated with Haemophilus parainfluenza endocarditis. There was a similar rate of infection in both genders, and there was a shorter time to diagnosis. There was a higher association with intravenous drug use, a higher rate of embolic event, and the tricuspid and pulmonic valve involvement were more common within the years 2000 to 2022 compared to years 1984 to 1995. Overall, we think clinicians should be attentive to its indolent course and the presence of predisposing risk factors in order to allow for timely management.